Okay, so I feel like my mind is being blown throughout this whole process. But earlier, as we were talking, you mentioned times of day.
Yeah.
Right? Like a good time to go to sleep, a good time to wake up, and you want to kind of follow the cycles of Mother Nature. And exactly. So I've always been huge, and we even did a whole segment on circadian rhythms.
Exactly. I love the circadian rhythms.
Oh, good.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about how even a men's like hormonal cycles are different and they affect that. And a female's with the testosterone and estrogen combinations. So tell us, do the doshas affect even like someone who should maybe sleep early, sleep late? I mean, anything that they would do during the day?
Of course. Of course. The dosha, even our time is divided into the three doshas. So like, for example, I'm going to start with, let's start with the time that we should sleep, and then we go from there.
Okay.
So when we are, when we arrive to the 10 o'clock at night time, that's the pitta. So from 10 to 2 in the morning, that's our pitta time. That's when your body needs to really be asleep and resting, because that's when the fire in you, the pitta in you, is digesting everything that you had consumed for that day. And I'm not just talking about the food, all the things that you have perceived for that day, your mind, you know, all the senses is being digested and put into the right position. So if you're awake at midnight, you're not allowing your system to really digest all the things you went through for that day.
So almost like you're not letting it like download and go into its
exactly,
folders, right?
Exactly.
Like it needs to kind of download and allow it to reboot.
It
others.
Needs
it's
to
just gonna build
recharge,
that.
Reboot, mm-hmm. download everything from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And that's why if you notice sometimes someone's like, oh, I'm really tired. Like it's like 8, 9 o'clock at night. They're kind of sleepy. But then when 10 o'clock comes around, they have like this second wind and they're like, I'm energetic. I want to go out. And they tend to get a little hungrier by midnight. And that's mm-hmm. why we have the midnight snack. That's because your pitta is working. That's the fire is burning. So of course you're going to get hungry. Of course you're going to get energy. That is your big energetic dosha that is
so
in charge.
So then if you get that big like second wind, how do you go to sleep during that time?
So unfortunately, it's and that's why we say you need to really try to have a proper rhythm and try to sleep before 10 o'clock. So ideally, and we're only talking about ideal situations
right.
because I know everyone's life is different. Some people, they have a night shift. So we try to find the best, best outline for you.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, you want to be in bed before 10 o'clock. Like
okay.
9:30 is a great time to be asleep.
Do you go to bed at that time?
I am such a big nerd. I am in bed by 8:30.
Oh my goodness. Okay, is there such thing as going to bed too early?
Yes, of course. You know, you don't want to be in bed, for example, during the Vata period.
Okay.
I'll get to
okay,
that.
Okay, sorry.
So from,
I'm just so excited.
I know. So like from 10 to 2 in the morning, we got that. That's our pitta. That's when we're just digesting everything. And then from 2 to 6 in the morning, that's the Vata period. That's the movement period. And that's why maybe if Vata is imbalanced, some people tend to wake up during the 2 or 3 o'clock period. They're waking up during Vata. And the reason Vata is important is not necessarily at like 2 in the morning or 3, but somewhere around like 4 to 6 is when you do want to wake up. And that's the time, that's the best time that you want to meditate. In Ayurveda, we say the best time to wake up is 50 minutes, roughly 50 minutes before sunrise. And that is the time where you are super in line with Mother Nature, and it's a beautiful time to meditate. And another reason that's important to wake up during that time, because it's the Vata, the movement energy, you want to have your bowel movement during that time.
Why?
So that's also really important. That's why I wake up at 4:30. So usually I go to bed around 8:30, 9-ish. I have like a new love right now. So we're like in the romantic period of talking. So I'm sleeping a little later right now. But you do want to go to bed, let's say 9 o'clock, 9:30 ideally. And you want to wake up around 5:30, let's say. And then once you pass 6 o'clock in the morning, from 6 to 10 is your kapha period. And this is like if you see people who are waking up like around 7 and they're just kind of sluggish to wake up, it's because they're waking up during the heavy time of Mother Nature. Kapha is heavy. Kapha is earth and water. So when you're waking up at 7 or 8 in the morning, you're not going to be as energetic as, let's say, if you wake up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. So in Ayurveda, we have that. And then again, it's just like a cycle. Again, your pitta starts at 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. So then you want to have your lunch or somewhere around noon. Why? Because pitta is at its highest again.
Ah.
And that's where it's going to help you really absorb and digest everything you're eating during lunch.
Got it.
And then again, from 2 to 6 is your vata period in the afternoon. And 6 to 10 is your kapha period again.
And is that the time to have dinner?
The time to have dinner is usually around 6 to 7:30. I know it's a very short time frame, like a window, but the reason I say 6 to 7:30 is because you really want to eat about 2 hours before you go to bed. You don't want to go to bed on a heavy stomach. And that's your kapha period. And that's why if you see in Mother Nature, most animals, they kind of get ready to sleep when the sun sets.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's just before how it when is. We didn't have clocks. Exactly. I mean, we would just literally follow the cycle of the sun and the moon.
And if you really follow that cycle, you will see within weeks that you're just naturally tired at the time that you're supposed to be tired. And you're waking up at the time you're supposed to wake up without an alarm. And that's when you know you're actually in sync with Mother Nature. So those are the time cycles. And just like how, you know, the times have doshas, the seasons have doshas, everything has the doshas. Why? Because they're the five elements of everything.
I love that. You know, one of our modules that we had was on meditation. And part of the reason for why I also suggested meditation at that time period that you say between that 4 and 6 a.m. Yes. Was more from a brainwave perspective rather than a Mother Nature dosha perspective, mm-hmm. which is funny how all these things are interlinked and tell all you the same thing, which is beautiful. But you know, it was that it's your easier, your melatonin levels are, you know, starting to come up, your serotonin levels are starting to go down, your serotonin starting to come up. But if your serotonin is too high, it's really hard for your brainwaves to go into that theta brainwave phase for meditation.
Yeah.
So being a little bit more high melatonin, low serotonin, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That balance is what helps you get move into that meditation.
To connect with that, with your breath. And yes.
Exactly. Yes. So it's wild that all of these different domains of stuff are coming together to give us the same information. And like, this is affirmation. Doesn't matter how you look at it.
Exactly.
This is what we need to be. Okay. Now, are there any daily rituals that you incorporate into your day? Like you said, you should have a bowel movement.
I do.
Is there like a time where you should be like, wake up, drink water, or like things like that?
There is. I mean, it depends on how complicated you want to make it, but I usually give my clients a very realistic, practical daily ritual because we're all busy, especially for us women. We're all moms and career women and wives and so many different roles. But yeah, so like, let's say the goal is to wake up early. You're up at 5:30, and what's the first thing you do? The first thing you do is you wash your face, and you clean your tongue. Because you want to make sure you're always examining your tongue. So if your tongue has white residue, you know that there is some type of an imbalance in your system, whether you've had a heavy food or just something. So you always want to clean your tongue.
So no residue is the best?
When you have clean, no residue tongue, it's the best. Like I, for example, I've never have residue. And I used to remember growing up, and that's why I think the Persian and Indian culture and the Ayurvedic culture is so related. When I used to grow up, my mom was, that was the first thing she would do. When I woke up in the morning, she would check my tongue. And I never understood why until now that I'm in the Ayurvedic world, I understand it.
I mean, I have a tongue scraper. I've always had
wonderful.
One. I use it every time I brush
it's
my
wonderful.
Teeth. But I've never done it first thing in the morning. Okay.
You're supposed to. So you know, for me, I usually, even though you're supposed to wash your face and then cleanse your tongue, and then you drink your warm water. I'm a big water drinker, so I love to have my warm water. And all you need is like a glass, somewhere around 6 to 10 ounces of not boiling hot water, just warm water. And this kind of like awakens your system, restarts your system
now,
for the day.
You know, some people put lemon in it or something.
Lemon is not an Ayurvedic thing. That's from my sports nutrition background, but lemon just alkalines your body. And it's fine. It's not going to hurt you. But for me personally, I just drink pure warm water.
Now, does it matter whether it needs to be distilled or spring or... And does
no, it doesn't. Okay. But I will say I don't do bottled water. It's the best to have a filter. And I know right now the whole alkaline water is very trendy in the States. Just a FYI, water doesn't remain alkaline more than 48 hours. So if you're buying really expensive alkaline water that's been on the shelf for a very long time, it might be beneficial just to buy an alkaline filter. I have one. They're usually $11, the filter from Amazon. And you just get a pitcher.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. So you wake up at the right time. You have warm water. You wash your face. And in Ayurveda, we wash it 7 times. You don't have to, but it's 7 times for the 7 chakras.
Ah, okay. So when you say wash your face, like, are you using like
a... No, you just wash your face like with warm water. You know, okay. like in Islam, like if we pray, yeah. like you just wash yeah. yourself. So you wash your face, you scrape your tongue, and this is the time you want to have a bowel movement. When my clients tell me that the first thing they do when they wake up has a bowel move, they have a bowel movement, I know that they're pretty healthy. If you're having a bowel movement later on in the day, you'd kind of need to restart your digestive system, and you kind of just want to restart everything so that you do have that in the morning. And usually people who don't, what I recommend for them is to just, you know, and I know it sounds silly, but just sit on the toilet with your warm water, whatever, for 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes every day. Your body will slowly start understanding that this is the time to go.
Okay, I can say through everything that you've been saying, that's like the one thing I got down.
Good.
TMI.
You are healthy.
And you know what's funny? It's always my bowel movement that kind of wakes me up. So I wake up between around 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually 4:30, 5 mm-hmm. o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's...
Because that's your vata. Your vata energy is moving. And yeah. it's like, I'm ready.
And I can tell.
I'm ready like, for the toxins.
Even if I fight it, eventually I just have to pee.
I mean,
and then I'm like, okay, I have to get up.
Yeah.
Obviously now I'm going to incorporate all this, but yeah, I usually go first thing in the morning, and if I miss it in the morning, chances are it's not happening.
I'm the same too. Yeah. If I'm not like one of those people who's like, well, I'll just do it later. It's like, if I don't do it now, I got to wait 24 hours and then you're going to feel gross all day.
Oh my God.
Because nothing beats a really good
bowel movement. Yeah.
But so those are the things you do. You wake up early, you have your warm water, wash face, wash tongue, bowel movement. And the last thing you do is, no matter, like, if you're very short on time, all you need is anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes of meditation. That's all you need. And meditation is literally just become one with your breath. That's all you have to do. And that's your daily morning ritual. And the night ritual is very simple. You know, you just, if you have time, do a small few minute meditation, and that's just, again, breathing techniques. And try to go to bed before 10 o'clock. The only trick for nighttime is please have no stimulation 30 minutes before bed. That means your phone, TV, even something as educational as a book. You just want to really go to bed without anything. Just go to bed.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes I use books to fall asleep. Because
I know, but you shouldn't have to use anything to fall asleep. That's the whole key, right? So if you want to check your phone, do it an hour before.
How long does it take for a healthy person to fall asleep?
Honestly, if you're waking up at 4:35, 5:30 in the morning and you're doing all the things, you should easily fall asleep when, especially if you're, you know, if you're a working person, you're a mom and all these other things, it shouldn't be a hard thing. If you're having a hard time sleeping, especially for women, it could be your hormones are not balanced. I'm 42. You're slowly getting to the age of menopause or premenopause. So it could be so many things. You could have a lot of stress. Your mind could be going crazy. So that's why we say you should maybe try to do a yoga class before bed or sometimes. I love yogas at night. It's like one of my favorite things. Do a slow yoga at night, do meditation at night, and that should really, really help you.
Oh my God, I'm so motivated right now. Thank you. Thank you.